It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Can't we explore the next generation of golf course owners? An 18-hole executive golf course in rural Sheboygan County has changed hands. It's one of more than a dozen in or around Sheboygan, and the new owner plans to make his course more appealing to Gen Z golfers like himself. Join in on what it will take to attract a new generation to the golfing world. 800-642-1234. Tyler Lidke owns Sir Lancer Lot Golf Course near Plymouth. He's rebranding the course under its former name, Crystal Lake Golf Course. Tyler, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So the story goes, you were a UW Whitewater student when you told a friend you wanted to buy this golf course near your hometown. And then recently, the course's longtime owner puts it up for sale. Can you pick up the story from here? What happened?
Yeah, it was a local course. I'm from the area. I've been familiar with it, golfed it as a kid and really enjoyed it. So jokingly, you know, had made this comment in college that, wow, wouldn't it be awesome to give this a shot? You know, kind of joking around about it. And sure enough, what was it? About a year later, it was for sale and couldn't pass up the opportunity to give it a shot.
So do you play, or is this purely a kind of investment for you?
It's a little bit of both. I get the question often.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The response I usually give is, I play, but not well. So, you know, it's a good excuse to practice.
Well, and you're trying to attract people who might not play well, but just want to enjoy the game and maybe not make it so competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we find typically, you know, growing up and playing golf, I was always intimidated by some of the nice courses, the expensive courses, the areas that really good golfers are attracted to. So, you know, our goal and one of our, you know, driving factors is to try to make the course appealing for people of all skill levels, and not be super intimidating, have it, you know, very friendly, family-oriented, easygoing environment.
What about the financials? Because between the purchase price, staffing costs, the overhead, the maintenance of a course, renovations, I mean, you've taken on a lot more risk than most 20-somethings, I would imagine. How do you feel about that risk?
You know, it's another frequent question, and I think I've answered it differently each time, but the gist of it is I enjoy the challenge. I think looking at it from different perspectives and finding solutions to those problems is something that you know, gets me going in the morning. And, you know, if we sit and we plan things correctly, I don't think we'll have any problems.
So I would imagine, too, you would have had to gone through quite a bit of planning with the bank. How did you convince the banks to say, you know what, believe me, let's get on board with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I had the opportunity to work with a local small town bank, Waldo State Bank, and they are, I can't give them enough praise. Tom and Jordan over there and the entire bank staff just have done a phenomenal job in helping us work through those numbers and even think of some of the things we may not have thought of coming into it. Problem solving future problems ahead of time was a key aspect to it. And you know, after we sat down and after a lot of meetings and running numbers, they were willing to give it a shot. And I can't be more appreciative and thankful for this opportunity that they provided to me.
We're talking with Tyler Lidke, who's the new owner of Sir Lancer Lot Golf Course, which is near Plymouth, 18-hole course. You can join in on golf courses of the future, what a new generation of golf course management might look like. 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. So as you talk through the problem solving with the bank and what obstacles are out there, I would imagine that the fact that there are, what, more than 20 courses nearby, the competition is stiff, Tyler, for people's options. Does that worry you?
The competition is stiff. However, I think we have a great corner of the market. We've got phenomenal events that are scheduled to the rest of the year. We've got fantastic leagues, a great customer base, and we couldn't be more happy and excited to join them. They definitely drive this course and keep it up as to, you know, the condition and help us with ideas. And so I'm not, you know, we obviously want to bring new customers in, but I'm not necessarily concerned about the bigger courses, the more expensive courses, because going back to our discussion earlier, you know, we are looking forward to making that family friendly, that easygoing experience, which I think will speak for itself.
What goes into that easygoing, family friendly experience? Can you describe what that's like?
Well, I think, you know, going back, I'm not the expert golfer. So if I'm going to look at it from my own perspective, I'm definitely super comfortable going out on the course, chatting with people. You will see lots of non-expert golfers out here, and you will see some much better golfers. But there's a great mix of customers and people that find their way to the course. So meeting up with them and chatting with them, it's definitely less intimidating here, being a slightly smaller course, slightly cheaper course. And I think that those factors really play into making it a fun experience.
You're also going back to the original name of the golf course. Why do that?
Well,
you're not a knight of the round table, apparently.
I am not a knight of the round table. You are correct. This course is right next to Crystal Lake geographically. I mean, if you hit a ball the right way, you'll probably land in the lake. There's a great community right here. It's right next to Elkhart Lake. It's in Plymouth. And I think in terms of the name, it definitely fits well within the community that is right here at Crystal Lake. We've had lots of neighbors stop by and say, hey, and thank you. And they're very excited. So all those kind of factors went into wanting to bring it back to its original name.
How does a golf course be a good neighbor to the surrounding people and places and businesses and homes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, like I said, we've had a lot of neighbors stop in, a lot of people that live within walking distance, and the general consensus is let's work with them. They work with us. They want to bring events to us. We don't want to have any issues necessarily with our neighbors or rowdy golfers. So it's a balancing mix for sure. But overall, I think having that community aspect, hosting events, inviting them in, there is a great association here at the lake, the Crystal Lake Advancement Association, which most people on the lake are a part of. And we're looking forward to joining up with them and hosting future events, and making them a welcome part of this establishment, you know, to feel comfortable and be a part of it so that it can keep that community-oriented focus.
We're talking about the changing face of the golf industry with Tyler Lidke. He's a new course owner in rural Sheboygan County. Join in on the game, how it's changed, what you've seen happen to golf in the pandemic, what you want from a new era of golf courses. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with a Gen Z golf course owner in rural Sheboygan County, how the sport and the industry is changing. According to research from the National Golf Foundation, 25 million Americans played on a golf course last year, and another 12 million people picked up a club in off-course ways, like at driving ranges, indoor golf simulators, putt-putt, like my family. Join in on golf where you see it headed in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Tyler Lidke is the new owner of a course near Plymouth and stays with us. Tyler, we've been talking about being a good neighbor to residents and businesses around the Crystal Lake area. Crystal Lake itself and that watershed, I want to know about your environmental ethic, because a study published last year in the journal Science of the Total Environment compared the care of golf courses to what happens in ag practices. And there are still more pesticides used on courses than on the fields that grow corn. And so what does sustainable management look like to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. You know, being new, it's always a learning curve. And in full admission, I don't necessarily see quite as much of that as our superintendent does. But in the discussions that I've had and what I've learned, we do regular testing. Being so close to the waterways and the watershed, we do regular testing on site here, as well as one of our neighboring properties is actually a treatment facility. And we work hand in hand with them. It's been a long term. I'm going to call it a partnership because, you know, we are in communication so often. They do testing, and when they're seeing, if they were to find something or see something, it's a quick call. It's a quick communication between us, the superintendent, to say, you know, this is what we're seeing. We need to adjust this to prevent any potential harmful or negative side effects of the treatment of the golf course.
When you talk with your superintendent about the changes to turf management, what does that mean for a course like yours? How is the approach, the technology, and the use of fertilizer and pesticides and other inputs changing?
Well, I think, you know, as the world evolves and as we've got better means of testing, we are able to see and measure our inputs a lot better. We can do better soil tests. We can see the effects more from a data standpoint, as opposed to potentially, you know, 50, 60 years ago, it was more based on eye of the beholder type of scenario. So between doing regular testing, watching what's going on and sort of creating and implementing a plan, it definitely helps with keeping an eye on those types of potential issues before they become an issue.
Looking at the economic conditions again, as we are at this state in the pandemic, there being over 16,000 golf courses in America, and the National Golf Foundation, it tracks the closure data where we saw the peak of course closures in 2019, right before the pandemic, and closures have now fallen again. What does success look like for your golf course?
For us, I think it goes right back to creating that community atmosphere, the community environment. Like I mentioned, we have a lot of, I should say we've got quite a few fantastic leagues that come out almost nightly, Monday through Friday, and being able to work with them and talk with them, hear their thoughts, implement some of the changes they want to see. It's definitely going to be a driving factor in the success of this course.
Let's bring on a call now. Lindsay is joining us from Wauwatosa. Lindsay, hi, what's on your mind?
Hi. So whenever I think of golf courses, I just think about one time I saw like a little butterfly flying over a big area of turf grass. And so I always just hope that these golf courses would install some small like prairie gardens where they would focus on specifically plants that are native to our area to kind of make up for the natural habitat that is being taken away by the turf grass and the pesticides. So I was wondering if your guest had ever considered something like that.
Lindsay, thank you. Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Lindsay, for the question or the comment, I should say. There's a lot of awesome opportunities within our course. We've been here officially, I think today is officially 2 months on the button. So going into next year, you know, we are looking to make and implement changes to, I'm going to call, beautify the course. We've done some new plantings around the buildings, some new flowers and whatnot. And I agree. I think there's a great opportunity to bring some of that natural habitat into areas, because not only is that going to create an awesome environment here on the course, but to your point, you know, it's going to bring in a lot of nature back to our course. And one point I do want to make is our course is quite wooded. It's not quite as open as you will see on many other courses. So we get lots of awesome wildlife. The golfers here love enjoying, or I should say they do enjoy seeing plenty of deer. They're always up around the clubhouse. So it creates an awesome very natural habitat and environment for people to sort of interact with and see grow and prosper.
Talking with Tyler Lidke, the new owner of a golf course near Plymouth, as we look at the future of golf course, the industry, and especially the courses around the Sheboygan area, their future. 800-642-1234 to join in. Tyler, what will winter bring for your golf course? Is there some type of off season that you have planned for your property?
That's a great question. It's a discussion we have almost daily. We have some plans and some exciting ideas to implement in the winter. We would like to keep the clubhouse open. We'd like to bring people in potentially for packer events or community building events. And I think it's going to be sort of a day-to-day, we'll call, decision as to what we might be able to implement or events we might be able to bring. But we are definitely looking for ideas. We've had lots of, like I said, the community involvement. They've had lots of ideas, whether it's dart tournaments or, like I said, the Packer parties. So sort of taking a mix of all of them and seeing what we can fit into the schedule and being flexible is going to be important on those decisions.
I've heard your family is pretty involved in running this course. Can you give us a little glimpse of that?
They are. It has been a lot of fun for everybody. My grandparents from all sides of the family have been out, whether it's cleaning up around the clubhouse, planting flowers, trimming trees. My parents did a fantastic job out here trimming some trees up around the clubhouse. It's a very fun opportunity for everyone to sort of be involved. And I think everyone's having a blast.
I would imagine, too, that labor is something that you really appreciate being a new business owner in this regard for this course.
Oh, absolutely. It's immeasurable the amount of help that they have provided.
And speaking of businesses, you have a photography business. I understand you run a screen printing shop, a farm. How do you have time to operate a golf course on top of all this?
Great question. Planning and scheduling is definitely helps me. The photography definitely started in high school as a hobby, and it remains sort of a hobby. It allows me to really be involved in the community yet. I volunteer with the high school. Especially football season, which we're right around the corner from. So I really enjoy that opportunity and being able to see everybody and work with the community from that aspect. And then, you know, my day job, my 9 to 5, we'll call it 8 to 4, is screen printing. So I work out of the Marshall Sign Building in Glenbeulah. And it's a partnership in the ownership, management, and operations of that screen print. And so it's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm wondering, what has been the best piece of advice so far that you've received about running a golf course? What advice have you really taken to heart?
Wow. We receive advice daily. but I think one thing that we've heard and that we're trying to implement is sort of listening to the community. And it's a discussion, I think, or part of the discussion we've had all day is, listen to the ideas. I mean, don't just write them off right away, but hear what people are thinking and see what we can do to work together with the community to make it that awesome environment for everybody.
As all of these ideas come into your course, how do you filter them? Who has a stake in deciding what you do?
Yeah, so I brought, like I said, my buddy from college. He is the manager, Jared. And so we like to sit down and have discussions about what's a good idea? What's the bad idea? What can we potentially afford to do, which is definitely something that we weigh in every decision, and what will help better the course for the long run.
Tyler, best of luck to you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Tyler Lidke is the new owner of an 18-hole golf course near Plymouth. Ahead this hour, we find out who is eligible for student loan forgiveness under a federal waiver that's scheduled to sunset at the end of October. Join in on the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Questions you have about it, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.